You're listening to The Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper.
And I'm Carolyn Nelson.
I want to remind you folks that I will be in San Jose, California this weekend, the 18th, 19th, and 20th, at the San Jose Convention Center for Preparedness Expo 94. I'll be the, a keynote speaker each night. And that's March 18th, 19th, and 20th at the San Jose Convention Center, Civic Auditorium Halls A and B. And here's a number you can call for information. Area code 801-265-8828. That's 801-265-8828. One more time for you slowpokes. 801-265-8828. 8828. We will have copies of the newsletter there. We also will have the treason papers. Now, because of the huge amount of material in that package and everything else that we have to take, we're not going to have a whole bunch of copies there. They will be cheaper there than if you buy them through the mail. I don't know exactly how much, but you won't have to pay the postage or the UPS or however they were going to be sent, will be deducted. So if you want to get your hands on a set of those documents, which are the hottest thing ever produced out of the research of anybody in what's called the, quote, patriot community, unquote, which I think is questionable at best, and very proud that we did it. I did the original research. Everybody called me a liar, so we farmed it out to CADU members to duplicate my original research, and they have done it, and it's all together in a big package. In fact, they came up with a few things that I had not found in my original research. It is absolute, unarguable proof of treason that the United States actually does not exist anymore as we have ever thought it did, that the Constitution is, in fact, not in effect, that we are, in fact, a vassal state of the United Nations, and that our armed forces are acting as the police force of the world. I want to check the phone here. It's ringing just to see if it's who it might be. Good evening.
Hi, Bill. This is Joe from Rhode Island.
Yes, Joe.
I just wanted to say I'm a new listener, and I really appreciate hearing you again. And I wanted to know if you knew anything about the asteroid going to hit the backside of Jupiter in July.
Well, that's what they say. You need to turn off your radio, Joe.
Okay, Bill. Thank you. I'll be listening.
Okay. Folks, when you call in any radio show, make sure you turn off your radio. Otherwise, it causes problems, mainly in my ears. Sometimes it causes an echo and feedback that makes it impossible for you to understand what's happening. But in my ears, sometimes it's really bad. Okay. Also, don't forget that this week through Friday, the order must be postmarked on or before Friday for the modular unit, which is 1 year supply of dehydrated food, nitrogen packed in number 10 and number 2.5 enameled cans. And that package, let me see, that retails for $1,088 for our listeners. It's $888 for CADU members, $800. It's 265 pounds of food, Now, that's not reconstituted. Remember, you have to add water to reconstitute the food, and it's a lot more. Ends up a lot more than the actual weight that you get. Remember, it's COD. It's not COD. Let me take that back. Not COD. Make your checks or money orders out to Annie. A-N-N-I-E. That's all you have to put on there. Okay? The freight is COD. In other words, when they send it, you will have to pay for the freight upon arrival. Don't ask me what that is, because it depends upon where you're at in the country. But to give you an idea, on our first offer, which was 1,078 pounds to upper state New York from San Bernardino, California, which is about the farthest away you can get. It's the highest shipping cost within the United States that you're going to incur, that I know of, was $299 for 1,078 pounds. So this is 265 pounds. It's going to be a lot less. And, of course, the total price depends upon how far away you live from San Bernardino, California. So don't call me and ask me what the shipping cost is, because I don't know, and that's why it's COD. In other words, you send us the payment for the food package. We then send you the food package, and when it arrives there, you pay the freight. Okay? And I just gave you that $299 upstate New York, just so you can get some kind of a feeling. And remember, that was for 1,078 pounds. Okay? Again, it's the modular unit. We'll feed one adult for 1 year, or two adults for 6 months. Weighs 265 pounds. It's 12 cases. And the retail price is $1,088 for listeners to this program. $888 for CADGI members, $800. I still can't believe those seeds have just, everybody wants those seeds, folks. And remember, that offer's still good through Friday. And those seeds, remember I originally told you that it was one can packed with all these seeds, and it would plant a garden plot 65 feet by 124 feet. And that was for $48 for listeners and $40 for CADGI members. Well, I was wrong, as you learned the other night. It's not one can, it's four cans, and it will plant over an acre, which is about four times the number of, or the amount of ground that I originally gave you. So, better jump on that bandwagon, because it was a deal before we found out that I had quoted you the wrong numbers. Now it's really a deal. Well, I got a favor to ask all of you tonight. Pooh is down at the hospital right now. She drank something she should not have drank. She should not have put it in her stomach. After all the wonderful learning she's gone through and everything, she is still a child. We all have to remember that children are still children. I would just... It would make me feel a lot better if I knew that she had your prayers. We don't know how serious this is. I had a choice. I could either sit down there and risk murdering a doctor or come and do this show. So I chose to come and do this show rather than risk murdering the doctor, because the love I feel for that child, if I even had the slightest hint that she was not being treated properly, I'm afraid I would just lose it. So I'm here with you now, and because I'm trying to keep from going bananas, I'm going to do all the talking during this hour, and I hope you all understand that. I'm going to read some letters here. So, dear Carolyn and Bill, greetings from snow-covered Pennsylvania. We are nearing an all-time record of 100 inches falling during the winter season. I'm enclosing a piece of mail which addresses the World Population Conference in Cairo this fall. From this newsletter, it appears the United Nations is looking for new and effective ways to control population growth. This looks like something we all want to be watching. I've mailed away a postcard, which was enclosed in the material, and am requesting a book and some further information. If it looks interesting, I will send that out to you as well. We here in northeastern Pennsylvania really miss your 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time show, but understand your desire to spend more time with your family. We still tune in at midnight when the reception allows. Keep safe. Kathy, and Kathy is a CADGI member who contributes an awful lot of information. Thank you very much, Kathy. And folks, I'm going to give you an address here. I want you to send off. and ask for all their information, because this is important. In September of 1994, representatives of the United Nations from around the world will meet for a World Population Conference, September 5th through the 13th. I'm going to give you the address. Send for all the information you can. Ask specifically for information on the World Population Conference to be conducted in Cairo, Egypt, September 5th through the 13th, 1994. It's the, let me see here. Where am I? Cairo 94 is published monthly by the U.S. Network for Cairo 94. 1400 16th Street. That's 1400 16th Street Northwest. U.S. Network for Cairo 94. 1400 16th Street Northwest. Suite 320, Washington, D.C., that's the District of Criminals, 20036. Okay, once again, folks, U.S. Network for Cairo 94, 1400 16th Street Northwest, Suite 320, Washington, District of Criminals, 20036. If you'd like to phone them, the number is 202-332-2200. That's 202-332-2200. Now, don't call or write and get all huffy with them. You don't get anything that way. Call them. Tell them that you're really interested in the world population explosion, and you would like to get on their mailing list, that you would like to get a copy of Cairo 94 newsletter. And that's how you do it, folks. That's how you learn what they're doing. If you think you're too good to read what the enemy writes, you're going to lose the battle. Now, I'm just going to read you one paragraph out of this whole newsletter. The whole thing is about population control. But this one paragraph just about says it all. If you really want to know what they're up to, read my book, because I wrote about all this stuff long before anybody else even knew about it. Quote, "The aim is to identify effective, humane policies and programs to ensure a balance between population and available resources, as well as to encourage concerted action to meet development needs, especially those of women." Unquote. Anytime these people use the word humane in any form, folks, somebody's going to get hurt. Understand that. So write and find out what these scum-sucking pigs are up to now. I want to alert you to a new radio program, which will be on WWCR, 5.810 megahertz, every Saturday night, starting March the 12th, 1994, at 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 Mountain, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern Time. The show is called The American Way. The American Way. The host, one of the hosts, Mike Pardo, is a CADGI member. He will receive information because he's doing a radio show from the International CADGI Network. And Andy Gauss, as they embark along with you on a trek to discover the American Way. You see, they're just like me. They sat around and they had something to say, and they care about this country. And Mike Pardo's been a CADGI member for a long time. Instead of trying to keep the other people from talking or complaining why he can't get his voice heard, he went out and purchased Radio Time, and now he has his own radio show along with his partner Andy. And folks, that is the American Way. I wonder why more liberals don't do that. I'll tell you why. They'd be laughed right off of the air. They can't tell the truth. They don't know how. It's absolutely impossible for them to do anything like this, because somebody will eat them alive. Don't go away. I'll be right back, I think, if I got this queued up properly, like I should have. But my mind, folks, is not
on this button I'm supposed to push. See you in a couple.
One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The Pledge of Allegiance to the flag is a pledge to the ideals of our forefathers, the men who fought and died in the building of this great nation. It's a pledge to fulfill our duties and obligations as citizens of the United States and to uphold the principles of our Constitution. And last but not least, it's a pledge to maintain the four great freedoms cherished by all Americans. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom from want, and freedom from fear. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States.
Keep getting calls here about my revelation to you, reading actually from the treaties and from the law of the Russian overflights of the United States of America, including bombers. And the gist of most of the calls is that Bill Cooper's lost it. Well, I want to read you an article from the Omaha World Herald, Saturday, November the 20th, 1993. Omaha World Herald, Saturday, Nebraska edition, November 20th, 1993. The name of the article is Planes to Promote Openness. Now notice, folks, what they mean when you really get into this article, what promoting openness really means. Craft to observe other countries. A sparkling white symbol of the next step in the thawing of the Cold War landed Friday at Offutt Air Force Base. Brigadier General Thomas Keck, commander of Offutt's 55th Wing, was on hand to welcome the recently refurbished OC-135 aircraft and crew that have become the most recent addition to the base. The OC-135 is the first of three that eventually will come to the base and will be used to fly observation missions over Russia and European countries under the 1992 Treaty on Open Skies. This is going to promote openness and transparency of all military activities, Keck said. Starting in the spring, the aircraft will be used to take photographs of tanks, troops, and other military assets to determine whether a country is mobilizing for war. 27 countries have signed the treaty. Crews from Russia and the other countries will land at an airfield in Lincoln, Nebraska, and in San Francisco, California, and Washington, D.C., when they fly observation missions over the United States. The four-engine OC-135, a military version of the Boeing 707 passenger plane, is fitted with cameras, radar, and infrared sensors, eventually will be installed. Inside, there's a room for 38 crew members. Desks and camera operating stations line the walls in the middle of the plane where people would sit if it were a passenger aircraft. The cameras are in floor bays in the rear. The plane has 8 removable coolers with individual refrigeration units that will be used to store and transport film. The photographs will not be the only benefit of the new mission, Keck said. Crews from Offutt, with the 4-member team of Washington-based on-site inspection agency officials, will mingle with representatives from other countries, code word for Russia, when they travel to fly the observation missions. You can't help but have openness, Keck said. Keck said he was pleased for Offutt. Moving new assets onto base is a good sign, he said. The 55th Wing, with its headquarters at Offutt, already is the largest wing in the Air Force's Air Combat Command, Keck said. We are always willing to take on more, he said. Captain Kurt Lindsgorg, a pilot who brought the OC-135 to Offutt from Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio, said the openness of the new mission will make it different from the typical reconnaissance mission flown by Offutt crews. Reconnaissance, by the nature of the way it has been in the past, has been done not necessarily with the concurrence of the other party, Lindsgorg said. Every part of the Open Skies mission is designed to encourage openness, Lindsgorg said. The photographs taken can be shared with all countries that have signed the treaty, he said, and the missions will be unclassified. It's exciting to be a part of it, Lindsgorg said. Well, folks, the Soviet Union can fly over Area 51, Groom Dry Lake, and take all the pictures and intercept all the radio programs and take all the infrared photographs that they want to, but an American citizen can't get a photograph of Groom Dry Lake, Area 51, or might get arrested if they get caught taking a photograph of Groom Dry Lake, Area 51. I know, I've done it. So I just wanted to let you know that I am absolutely right when I say that they're not hiding it from Russia. They never were hiding it from the Soviet Union. They're hiding it from the American people. And I'm getting a little tired of it myself. Don't know about you. Secrecy is poison to a free society. Secret societies, Masonic lodges, Rosencross Knights, Templars, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, OTO, Golden Dawn, Groom Dry Lakes, National Security Acts are deadly to free societies. Didn't you think it was strange, folks? There's things you can't get and you can't know. But Russia can get it, and Russia knows it. And Russia has satellites that can take pictures of any part of the United States, but you can't. Do you ever think of that? Does it ever bother you? It should. The veil of national security has been used to destroy this nation. Behind that veil, they have worked like little beavers, like little bees, and that's the meaning of the beehives you see on road signs in the state of Utah, and in the symbology of the Masonic Lodge, and all the rest of them, working like little bees to bring about the fruition of the great work. The great work, folks, is to seat Lucifer upon the throne of the world. Now, don't get me wrong, they don't really believe there is a Lucifer. The Luciferian philosophy in there.
Who provides for the executive branch of the government?
That man himself is God. And if they succeed, you're going to wish you were dead. You know, I wish I hadn't have been so abrupt with that young caller the other night who made me so upset. When he asked me, well, he didn't ask me, he said, but you're asking us to risk our life for freedom. When somebody says something like that to me, folks, it throws me. I can't understand it. You see, I've learned in my life, if you don't have anything in your life that's worth dying to preserve or to keep or to pass down to your children, then you really don't have anything worth living for. One of the problems with the children today, especially the teenagers, is they haven't been taught the things that some of us older Americans have been taught. And so their life is aimless. They don't have any principles or ideals that mean anything. They don't have anyone really to look up to because of all of our traditions are being torn apart. All of our traditional heroes are being ripped apart, are being put in a different light to make them look as if they're not heroes at all. So they don't see any hope for the future. They watch television. They go to movies. They go to school and learn how to be good little socialists in the New World Order. You wonder what's wrong with the kids? Well, I know it's difficult for a lot of you to figure out, but it's not hard for me at all. I know what's wrong with the kids. I thank God that I was born and raised by the family I was born and raised into. And I thank God that I was taught by good teachers who understood this country. You know that just recently a man was stopped on a freeway and his car was searched. His car was searched. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know where it's set around here somewhere. Let me get it. His car was searched. When you hear this, I know it's just going to blow your mind because it blew mine, made me very angry. I wanted to go find those cops. They confiscated a copy of the United States Constitution as contraband. Contraband. And it was listed as tax protest material. Tax protest material. I'm very angry about that. But when you understand who's doing all this stuff, when you understand that they believe that they're going to change the world for the better and have a million years of peace after they've killed off half the world's population and placed the ones that are still alive in chains and bring about the one world totalitarian social state, that they're going to have the world utopia. The golden age will return to the earth, you see. You see, they really work for the United Nations, although they put badges on that say things like U.S. Treasury Department. And they work for a guy who's paid by the International Monetary Fund, not the United States government, Lloyd Benson. And under the Treaty of Bretton Woods, the United States Treasury was placed in limbo, and the United States Treasury Department was created. You see, that's where your tax money really goes, to the International Monetary Fund via the Federal Reserve. And, of course, the Federal Reserve siphons off all its interest of the money that it created out of thin air. And I could go on and on and on and on, but you don't want to hear all that, do you? Let me see. Here's another letter. This is a pretty good letter. I like this letter. And I'm just going to get started in this letter, and then we're going to take a little break, and then we're going to come back to it. Reference, phone conversation 3994 with lady from Massachusetts concerned with Air Ops, vicinity of Westover Air Force Base, Massachusetts, and black painted aircraft. A, Westover is a reserve guard base, and units from other areas conduct training in and around the area. The base may know their schedule, but not details of training conducted. It is not their business. The base functions more as a military truck stop than a command in the usual sense. Same phone conversation. He's talking about a woman who called me on the air and asked about these planes in her area, and I told her I didn't know. She'd have to ask the Air Force and ask the Navy and ask her local law enforcement officials, and she said she did, and they told her they didn't know anything, and I told her that's a lie. And he's confirming that it's a lie. They do. No, they have to know. Two, same phone conversation. A military aircraft painted black, use black or very dark red ID, visible to one another by infrared detectors. The color scheme is designed to reduce night low-light visibility and serves legitimate tactical purposes. That's correct, my friend, if they're operating in a theater of war. However, there's no reason for them to operate in that manner over densely populated areas of the United States, flying at rooftop level, violating every law in the country. He says concern should be directed at aircraft operated by civilians and federal law enforcement agencies using similar color schemes. Their purposes are not so easily explained. No purpose is easily explained if they're violating the law. I understand what you're trying to do here, and I like your letter, and there's a lot of good information here. But the military has no business doing that in the United States of America, just like they have no business using tanks in Waco, Texas, and a lot of other things. British aircraft using surveillance techniques developed by Great Britain over Waco. Army helicopters just 2 weeks ago flew not more than 6 feet over the peak of my roof. Three of them in formation flew right over my roof. Not more than 6 feet above the roof, my friend. They were Army helicopters, and they were doing something that's illegal. Illegal. I had just woke up. Otherwise, they might have regretted what they did. Military aircraft can be ID'd up close. The system is not intended for visual ID.
My lady, country.
Well, I told you my mind wasn't on these buttons. Screwed it up again. Folks, this program, The Hour of the Time, is brought to you by Swiss America Trading. Now, I know all the people down there. They're good people, the best that you could meet anywhere. Craig Smith is tops in my book and has become a personal friend over a period of time, as has Gene Miller and a couple of others. They're honest. They care about you. They care about the message that this program brings you. You see, they don't even begin to make enough money from any transactions you may be making with them to pay for the tremendous amount of money that they fork out every month for this airtime, and now also for satellite. They picked that up also. They remind all these tremendous phone bills with the satellite hookup and everything. So I want you to understand that neither I nor Craig Smith or anyone at Swiss America cares where you make your transactions to protect your assets, all that you've earned all your life. Put your money somewhere where it doesn't lose its value against what we're all facing in the near future. None of us care where you do that. We care that you do it. And we care that you get the message of this program, which is to get your head out of the sand. Wake up. You've been living in fantasy. The world is a completely different place than what you thought. Those that you've looked to for leadership are not always acting in your best interest, and in fact, very seldom are. There's a hidden agenda to bring about a one-world totalitarian socialist state that you should listen to every person, read everything, but believe absolutely nothing unless you can prove it in your own research. Craig Smith and Gene Miller and all the other people at Swiss America Trading care about you getting that message. They want you to understand, as I do, that there is a God, and that if you kill God, man becomes no different than any other animal on the face of this earth. Now, think about that for a few minutes. And remember that you're going to have to do something to protect yourself. And there's only one investment throughout the history of the world that has done that always. And that's precious metals in its various forms. When you understand that, folks, we hope that you will thank the people who have cared so much about you that they have brought you the Hour of the Time at great loss to themselves. And do your business with Swiss America Trading. But if you don't want to, or if you can find a better deal somewhere else, we still want you to do it. Because it's in your best interest. So call Swiss America Trading, 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. Thank them for sponsoring the Hour of the Time. mention my name, William Cooper, and ask them for all the free literature and newsletters that you're entitled to as a listener to this program. You get red carpet treatment with Swift America Trading, folks. Take advantage of it. Call now 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. And if you don't call them, call somebody.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, worked for all my life, and I had to start again, it's just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. But the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, wearing the sign of my dream. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that fight to me. And I'm happy. Stand up next to you and defend her until today. But there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, where the pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, that I'm proud to be an American.
Continue with this letter, folks. Same phone conversation he's talking about. Military equipment being moved by rail may be the redeployment of the 26th Division assets. The National Guard is losing combat arms units, and 26th Division is being disbanded. In previous correspondence, I addressed the meaning of the disarming and disbanding of the Guard. Suffice to say here that your organized militia is being destroyed. We've talked about that on this broadcast before also. All across the United States, combat units of the National Guard are being deactivated and disbanded. They're only keeping support and quartermaster units in active, ready reserve. And that does not spell goodwill for the states, the several states, when it comes time to resist the actual takeover by the United Nations. And it's coming, folks. If you don't believe it, get the treason documents. Get them. Read them. You see, in all the hours we did on the air, we only barely touched the surface of that documentation. In fact, we really didn't get very far into it at all, did we, Carolyn?
I believe we had about 13 tapes that were available, and probably another 20 to go.
And another 5 inches of paperwork to go through, too.
You said 623 pages instead of 500.
623 or 28, something like that. A lot of pages, yeah. So get them. It's $85 for listeners, $75 for CAGI members, post-paid. He goes on, the 375 H&H improved. This, in the hands of a trained shooter, is an excellent sniper weapon. Yes, my friend, it is. It may be useful against aircraft on the ground. The key is, as you point out, training. Most troops are trained to assault mounted in the mechanized and armored units, only dismounting on or in rear of the objective. A high volume of fire is used to neutralize the objective during the assault. Infantry will complete the assault with small arms, grenades, and the bayonet. A large scoped bolt action, limited magazine capacity weapon becomes dead weight in these situations. Remember, folks, I told you that rifle is only for long range shooting. Remember that. You need an assault weapon if you're going to perform an assault. And if you're smart in what's coming, if you have to defend this country against a numerically overwhelming force equipped with the best technology in the world, you will never, ever engage the enemy on his terms. Period. You will never engage the enemy at all. The enemy will never see you or hear from you unless you know that you're going to make your hit and split with no casualties to yourself. Understand that. He goes on to say, snipers need to be protected by a security element armed and equipped to deal with this problem. Guerrillas will face aircraft, armor, artillery, chemical agents and superior numbers, firepower, communications, etc., etc. That's true, and don't forget satellites. And that's why I warned you repeatedly, if you can't get underground, you're not going to last very long. To be effective, guerrillas need to either attack or defend. Mere existence is not enough. And I'm going to go a step further, my friend. You're wrong when you say defend. I learned something in my military training. He who develops or maintains a defensive posture is not long for this world. Attack and disappear. Attack and disappear. Never, ever engage the enemy on his own terms. Only on your terms. And only when you have overwhelming force or the element of surprise and victory is guaranteed. Make sure you understand what I'm telling you. But be prepared. Prepared to fight over a long period of time. If this country is ever taken over and occupied by a hostile enemy force with the intent to subjugate and enslave the American people, those of us who care enough about freedom that we're willing to die for it are going to have to do these things. He goes on to say, no one is going to get excited about a few guys hiding in the mountains. The IRA has pinpricked the Brits for 25 years with no significant result. The VC-NVA ran a very effective Psy war targeted against our home population, which won them the war. The difference is obvious. Pure violence is stupid. I absolutely agree, and it's one of the purposes of this program, is to educate people. Educate people and educate people. And all of those of you out there listening, you must educate people and educate people and educate people. Get the treason documents and prove to them what is happening. Once their mind is opened and they understand, well, you see, you can't kill an idea. You can kill people, but you can't kill an idea. No matter how many bombs we dropped, no matter how many rounds we fired in Vietnam, the Vietnamese wanted to be free. They wanted to be the arbiters of their own fate. They didn't care which government was in charge of their country. They wanted their country united, and they wanted to run it. And we had no business there. If that burns your butt, that's just too bad, poopy. Because it's the truth. None of us were fighting for the United States of America in Vietnam. In fact, if anything, we were helping to hasten the destruction of this country, but all of us believed that we were doing something patriotic and good, me included. He says we need to develop a hearts and minds program now. We need to call the nuts and Rambos and try to reach Joe and Gene's six-pack with the truth. And no truer word has ever been spoken. He says, that's it for now out here, DB. Yes, we do. Make sure there's no nuts in your militia group. Make sure there's no Rambos. Send them over to play with Greitz and sit on the spike for a while. Maybe after they sit on the spike for a while, they will become illumined. Get on the right side for a change. What do you think, folks? You think there's any chance of that happening? You think all those nuts that have been conned into revealing who they are and what they can do to Soldier of Fortune are ever going to wise up? I doubt it. Another letter. Dear Mr. Cooper, my husband and I bought your book, Behold a Pale Horse, a couple of years ago. When we first read the book, we really thought you were way off base. Well, sir, after hearing all the news reports and bits and pieces from different talk shows, we have come to the conclusion that we had good information from your book from the start. I'm enclosing $1 to get the info the young lady on your phone line told me about. I have to tell you, we have 3 children, and I am so frightened for their future. Welcome to the club, my friends. I, too, am frightened for the children, not just mine, but all children. You see, they're really innocent in all of this. They're born clean and pure with a fresh mind, and it's what we put into it that determines the future, because they are the future. Some parents teach their children to be racist and hate someone just because they were born a certain color or in a certain country. Some people teach their children to become dependent upon the welfare state and how to exploit that system, and thus teach them that they can have no hope, no dignity, no self-respect, no honor, no future. Some people teach their children to be socialists, and socialism robs the spirit, denies the soul, denies God, and with that, denies life itself. Well, she goes on to say, it is my hope that people like yourself will continue to be brave and get the info out so maybe something can be done to stop the New World Order while we'll still have some freedoms. I, for one, want to thank you. Sincerely, Lita. And he said, P.S., I enjoyed hearing you on the Ron Hunter Talk Show. Well, thank you, Lita. That was a wonderful letter. I always appreciate that. Sometimes we don't know how much good we're doing around here. Now, some real good news, folks. This really is real good news. Got a letter today that made my heart soar. Literally soar. And, let me see, where is it? It's actually 2 powers of attorney. It says, I, WID, of blankety blank and state of blankety blank, have made, constitute, and appoint William Cooper of Apache County, Arizona, of the survivors thereof, my true and lawful attorney, and in my name and on my behalf and in place instead, to do and perform all and every act and thing whatsoever requisite and necessary to be done about voting and other actions as may be necessary to represent the equity rights inherent to my ownership of 100 shares of common stock in the Gannett Company GCI, with my mission in mind of getting truth back into media coverage, being particularly mindful of protecting and restoring the U.S. constitutional rights now lost and being lost by treaty agreements and presidential decrees, with such representation to be fully, for all intents and purposes, as I might or could do if personally present, with full power of substitution or revocation, hereby ratifying and confirming all that my said attorney or his substitute or substitutes shall lawfully do or cause to be done by virtue of these presents. Said attorney is hereby authorized, empowered, and directed to utilize my full voting rights in any way or manner with regard to all of my Gannett Company stock as I may do for myself. Said attorney is authorized and empowered to exercise my full voting power to make, do, and transact all and every kind of business of what nature or kind soever relative to the stock, and also for me and in my name and as my act and deed to sign, seal, execute, deliver, and acknowledge any documents or instruments of any kind whatsoever which may be necessary or proper except for the prerogative of selling my stock for me that is not herein bestowed. This power of attorney is revocable by written notification dispatched by mail to either William Cooper or the Gannett Company or to both. Witness my hand this second day of March, 1994. And the other one is another power of attorney. I won't read the whole thing because word for word it's the same except for the number of shares. It contains 800 shares of common stock in Gannett Company Incorporated altogether, 900 shares from this one person. My friend, my brother, I love you. I know you care about this nation, and your trust in me will not be betrayed, I guarantee you. What are you, those of you listening, doing to help us purchase and control Gannett Company Incorporated? Have you done anything? Are you sitting there in front of your neighbors and friends and family with a red face because you talk a good game, but when it comes time to put up or shut up, you slink off in the corner with your tail between your legs and your face turns red? Is that you? Am I talking to you? If you haven't purchased your shares of Gannett Company Incorporated so that we can publish all of the documents in the treason series and newspapers across this country, air them on television and on radio in major media cities in this country, then don't you ever let me hear you complain about the media or the loss of our rights and freedoms in my presence ever in your life, because I'm telling you right now, I will put something right down your throat. You either love this country and you care and you're going to help us, or turn off your radio, shut up, don't ever complain again, go to bed, pull the covers over your head, while those of us who have the balls take our country back. Don't like it? Tough. That's just tough because that's the way it is. I'm going to tell you something else. When we walk out on the battlefield to do what we know is right, don't get in our way. Don't even think about it. There is a militia. There's a militia in every state. The militia is armed. The militia is exercising and maneuvering. The militia is developing a chain of command. The intelligence organization for the militia has been in place for many years. And we intend to win. You can be a part of it, or you can be a part of them. If you're a part of them, don't even think about getting in our way. And if you're one of those who are working for the emerging New World Order, the United Nations, or if you're one of the traitors, if you are one of the traitors affecting treason upon this country, destroying the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the United States of America, I want to serve notice upon you right now. You're dead duck. The law is on our side. The Declaration of Independence is on our side. The Constitution and the Bill of Rights is on our side. And the spirits of all of those who have died to preserve the freedom that we have inherited and have enjoyed and have frittered away will be with us. I urge you, I invite you to join us. Don't let everything break down into anarchy and little systems of feudal lords raping and pillaging and looting in your communities. Form your militias, maintain political, legal, and military control when all of this starts to break down. If you don't, may God have mercy upon your soul. Good night. Please say a prayer for Pooh tonight, and God bless you all.
He has loosed the faithful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. have seen them in the watchfires of 100 circling camps. They have gilded him an altar in the evening news and dance. I have read his righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamp. His day is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. So with you my grace shall deal. As the hero born of woman crushed the serpent with his heel, since my God is marching on. He has sounded forth the trumpet that shall never call retreat. He is lifting out the hearts of men before his judgment seat. So be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant.